I followed I mine inclination by virtue of my constellation that made me that I could not withdraw my chamber of Venus from a good fellow. Yet have I Mars's mark upon my face, and also in another privy place? For God so wisely be my salvation, I loved never by no discretion, but ever followed mine appetite. All were he short or long or black or white, I took no keep, so that he liked me, how poor he was, nor eke of what degree. What should I say, but at the month's end, this jolly clerk Jenkin, that was so hend, has wedded me with great solemnity, and to him gave I all the land and fee that ever was me given there before, but afterward repented me full sore. He would suffer nothing of my list. By God, he smote me once upon the list. For that I rent out of his book a leaf, that of the stroke mine ear waxed all deaf. Stubborn I was, as is a lioness, and of my tongue a very jangleress. And walk I would as I had done beforn, from house to house, although he had it sworn, for which he oftentimes would preach, and me of old Roman jests teach, how he, Simplicius Gallus, left his wife, and her forsook for term of all his life. Not but for open-headed he her saw, looking out at his door upon a day, another Roman told he me by name, that for his wife was at a summer game without his witting. He forsook her eke. And then would he upon his Bible seek, that ilke proverb of ecclesiast, where he commandeth and forbiddeth fast. Man shall not suffer his wife go roll about. Then would he say right thus withouten doubt, whoso that buildeth his house all of sallows, and pricketh his blind horse over the fallows, and suffereth his wife go seeken hallows, is worthy to be hanged on the gallows. But all for naught, I set not an whore of his proverbs, nor of his old saw. Nor I would not of him corrected be. I hate them that my vices tell in me, and so do more, God wot, of us than I. This made him wood with me all utterly. I would not forbear him in no case.